Northern Ohio under both a heat advisory and air quality advisory today. The National Weather Service says heat index values could climb as high as 104 degrees before 8 o'clock. Temperatures are expected to ease somewhat Thursday, with highs reaching the upper 80s and low 90s. Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires has prompted an air quality advisory through midnight. The smoke could reduce visibility, create a campfire-like smell, and produce hazy skies with colorful sunrises and sunsets. Children, older adults, and anyone with respiratory conditions are encouraged to limit time outdoors and monitor air quality. Canton police have identified two suspects in Tuesday's deadly shooting at the Skyline Terrace apartment complex. Chief John Gabbard says 16-year-old Savion Monroe is wanted on charges of murder, felonious assault on a weapons count, while 25-year-old Jason Singletary is sought on complicity, felonious assault, and weapons charges. 19-year-old Jordan Horton was found dead beneath the vehicle Tuesday morning after a 911 call. It's the third fatal shooting at Skyline Terrace this year. Investigators say Horton had been shot in the back and believe the killing might have occurred hours before his body was discovered. Arkwood Environmental says a wastewater spill at its East Liverpool facility was contained after a tanker released material Tuesday evening. The company says the wastewater came from a customer's manufacturing process and was mostly water with trace amounts of metal. The Ohio EPA reports about 600 gallons of regulated wastewater was released at the St. George Street facility, reaching the parking lot and storm sewer. Cleanup efforts continued Wednesday with absorbent materials and removal of affected soil. Officials say the spill did not leave the property and no nearby streams were impacted. Treatment has been ordered for an Austintown woman accused in the death of a teenager found inside her home. A Mahoning County judge ruled 38-year-old LaRonda Mitchell is not currently competent to stand trial. Mitchell faces charges including involuntary manslaughter and child endangering after the teen's body was found during an April welfare check at her South Raccoon Road home. Mitchell will remain in a mental health facility while officials determine whether her competency can be restored. The identity of the teenager and the cause and timing of the death have not been released. Three people were taken to Akron Children's Hospital after a reported road rage crash in Poland Township earlier this month. Tyler Davis accused of ramming an SUV multiple times on Route 224 eastbound near the ledges on July 5th. Investigators say Davis later got out of his truck and approached the SUV while carrying a metal bar. Police say they found a metal bar under the driver's seat of Davis' truck. He's scheduled to appear Friday in Struthers Municipal Court on a second-degree felony charge of felonious assault. Davis told police he hit the other vehicle but denied threatening the driver. Youngstown police say two West Side drug investigations led to the seizure of guns, drugs, and cash Tuesday. Officers arrested 37-year-old Jafona Thompson while serving a search warrant at a Mata Avenue home. Investigators say they found a large amount of cocaine, a handgun, ammunition, methamphetamine, crack cocaine, pills, a digital scale, and nearly $2,000 in cash. Thompson also faces a charge of having a firearm as a convicted felon. Two others were arrested on drug charges. At a second home on Silliman Street, police reported finding another handgun, marijuana, crack cocaine, cash, and marijuana gummies. No arrests were made there because those inside were not named in the warrant. Schwebel's Baking Company facing another legal challenge as a lender seeks repayment of nearly $3.8 million. Spectrum Commercial Finance filed a federal lawsuit claiming the Youngstown-based bakery defaulted on its loan agreement. The lender argues lawsuits filed by the Teamsters Union and a pension fund, along with Schwebel's efforts to limit operations, violated the terms of its financing contract. Spectrum is seeking the full loan balance plus interest and fees. The company announced last month it plans to shut down by the end of the summer, affecting about 370 local employees, while also telling a federal judge it could seek bankruptcy protection as it pursues a buyer. Former Portage County attorney will spend an additional 42 months in prison after being sentenced Tuesday on child pornography charges. 57-year-old Patrick Warzak of Kent pleaded guilty to 9 counts of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor and 6 counts of illegal use of a minor in nudity oriented material. Prosecutors say investigators examined several electronic devices and found more than 1,100 files containing child sexual abuse material, along with more than 2,300 additional images of juveniles in various states of undress. The sentence will run concurrently with a 30-month prison term Warzak is serving after admitting to soliciting a 12-year-old for sexual activity.